Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Peter and the Sword of Mercy by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson, performed by Jim Dale. Prologue, Part 1. The Sword. The Palatine Chapel, Aachen, Germany, AD 811. Charlemagne, conqueror of Europe, knelt before the stone altar. He was 70, but with his reddish beard and full head of hair, he looked much younger. His lanky frame still held much of the strength that had made him a feared warrior. Although usually surrounded by his knights, he chose to pray alone. He prayed for the peace to continue. And, as always, he prayed for forgiveness for his son, now 40, but still a boy in his father's eyes. A foolish boy. He had killed the son of Oja, the Dane, who had been one of Charlemagne's most trusted knights. Charlemagne regretted that any man should lose a son, but especially a man who had served him so well. Charlemagne bowed his head, his lips moving as he recited the scripture. He sensed something behind him. Instantly, with an instinct honed in battle, he ducked his head and hurled himself sideways. A sword cleaved the air where his neck had been, and struck an iron candle-stand, slicing it cleanly in two, as though it were a stick of kindling. As Charlemagne scrambled to his feet, the burning candles fell onto the linen altar-cloth, setting it ablaze. In the glare of the flames, Charlemagne recognized his attacker. It was Oja, the Dane, and the sword he held, known as Katana, had been a gift from Charlemagne himself. Its blade, some said it had been forged from magical metal.